The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound fought for. Mestel was able to come up with it for Kearney Catholic, and he'll give it up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to drive. That's a tough left-handed layup that's up and in. So Brady Holtmeyer with his first bucket of the ball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As the pass is stolen away by Tovenheim, up ahead to Martinson. Martinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Today's consolation games feature Amherst battling St. Pat's in the girls' game and Kearney Catholic taking on Ogallala in the boys' contest. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome back here to Amherst. The consolation game on the boys' side of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. I'll have 1-7 Ogallala taking on Kearney Catholic, 4-4 on the season. And again, the Stars would be somewhat probably of a favorite in this game. Ogallala desperately trying to get things heading in the right direction. Had a tough game yesterday. Losing to the Amherst Broncos, gave the Broncos, who are undefeated, a pretty good tussle in the ball game until finally Amherst was able to distance themselves with some good outside shooting, and that's going to be pretty much the formula here for Kearney Catholic today as well. They want to pressure the ball just like Amherst did yesterday, playing up-tempo style of game and hit those shots from the outside if they can, as really Kearney Catholic's doing their best right now to really kind of solidify things in their half-court offense and not play quite as hurried, but continue to play with that torrid pace on the defensive end where they're really in your face and they really feel like maybe they might have an advantage over the Indians, who did struggle a little bit with that Amherst pressure yesterday. And we'll see whether or not Kearney Catholic can do to Ogallala what Amherst successfully was able to do, especially in that second half against the Indians. So an intriguing matchup, 1-7 Ogallala and Kearney Catholic, 4-4 on the season. And you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Indians and the Stars as we return with the boys' consolation game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next right here on ESPN Radio.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Amherst for the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And here are today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Ogallala. Comes in with a record of 1-7 on the season. They fell yesterday to Amherst in the Amherst Holiday Tournament on the boys' side here, as we'll have both a boy and a girls' game coming up, as it will be those two teams getting together for the girls' championship game here in just a little bit. But they did fall to Amherst yesterday. And so for the Indians, their starters are Jordan Cogdill. He is a 6-foot-tall junior. He'll start with Dylan Higgins, who is 6'4 and a sophomore. Nick Rivas is 6'1 and a junior. Colby Rizak is 5'9 and a sophomore. And Britton Hoppins rounds out the starting lineup. He's a junior. He is 6'2 for head coach Matt Van Engen. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, pretty much the same lineup they've had most of the season. Tyler Mestel, a 5'11 junior, will start with Zach Jackson, 6'1 and a senior. Brady Holtmeyer, 5'11 sophomore. John Masker is 6'2 and a senior. And Harrison Pierce, a 5'9 senior, round out the starting lineup for head coach Scott Carlin. And on the season for Kearney Catholic, leading the way in terms of average points per ball game, being very balanced scoring for the most part here, but average points per ball game. Actually, my stats here are not really showing me that, but leading scorer on the season has been Masker with 66 points. Holtmeyer also with 66 points on the season. Jackson about 58. So, again, you kind of get the indication that's where most of the points are going to come from. Very balanced scoring, as Mestel with 45 points on the season as well. So, pretty balanced scoring here for Kearney Catholic throughout the course of the year. And finally, I found it, the average points per ball game. James averaging about 6, Mestel about 7, Jackson 7, Holtmeyer 7, Masker with about 7.5. And again, pretty balanced scoring here for Kearney Catholic throughout the course of the year. So again, those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Indians and the Stars in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. That's coming up right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine, or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Into the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Masker doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic against Higgins. And whistle in the mouth of the official, and we're ready to go as the orange-clad Indians come up with the first possession of the ball game. So they bring in the offensive zone here. Cogdill working against man-to-man pressure, and he's able to drive all the way in. And Jordan Cogdill with the first points of the ball game, working against Harrison Pierce there. Now Pierce will bring in the offensive zone, and his pass on the left side is going to be stolen away. Hoppins with the steal, Hoppins with the layup, and Hoppins is able to lay it up and in. Great start to the game here after the steal and then the layup. And now Jackson will give it to Mestel. He'll kick it out for Harrison Pierce on the baseline for Holtmeyer. Great pass for Masker. Masker with a little runner that's a little bit short and rebounded out to Ogallala. Indians on the run. They get it to Higgins on the baseline. Tries to throw it down low. Pierce steps into the passing lane as it goes out of bounds. So last touched by the Stars. And Cogdill will inbound here for the Indians. They are the road team in their road orange uniforms. They're not going to sneak up on anybody in those uniforms, I'll tell you that. Top of the circle with it is Hoppins. Hoppins kicks in the corner. Now a little penetration to the free throw line. Skip pass by Rizak, who gives it off on the right wing. Three-pointer by Hoppins, well off the mark. And Harrison Pierce is able to pull down the rebound. He works it up ahead, and it's going to be a turnover. An errant pass, and stepping in there is going to be Rizak. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over again, and Cogdill will set things up. Stars going man-to-man. Behind the arc is Hoppins. He'll skip it around left side. Cogdill has it. Cogdill on the baseline has his shot altered, and then the loose ball is picked up here by Zach Jackson. So Jackson with a nice defensive play. He's going to drive it all the way in himself. Lays it up with that right hand up and in. After making a great defensive play on the other end with a block shot, he then is able to make the offensive play. Long outlet pass here for Higgins. Higgins has it stripped away by Holtmeyer, and then Holtmeyer is going to be fouled by Higgins. Long pass up ahead for Higgins, but hustling down there to knock it loose was Holtmeyer, who comes up with the loose ball, and then Ogallala commits the foul. That'll be the first foul of the game. They're actually going to call that on Rivas, who came in on the backside trying to help. And so the Stars down 4-2, but they've got the basketball. Jackson works it to Harrison Pierce, over to Masco on that left side. 2-3 zone, driving is Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer lays it up and in. He got the ball at the free throw line. Weaved his way around Rivas in the middle of that 2-3 zone and went in with a left-handed layup. That was a nice drive. Rizak facing a double team. Bounces it up ahead here for Hoppins. Hoppins being triple team now gives it right side for Cogdill. Cogdill is shut off. The backcourt, the pass is going to go into the backcourt. Yeah, stepping on the half-court line, getting that loose ball is Dylan Higgins, and that'll be an Ogallala turnover forced by some pretty good Kearney Catholic defense. So Mestel will inbound to Harrison Pierce. Stars can be a little short-handed today as Cameron Moore has a touch of the flu. Talk more about that here in a second. Driving the baseline is Harrison Pierce. Pierce, pass tipped away. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover as Higgins comes up with it. Now with it is Hoppins. Hoppins kicks out for Cogdill. Cogdill, 12-foot jumper on the right side, up and good. Nice little screen as soon as they kicked the ball back out there. Started to post up, and that allowed Cogdill to be well open for that shot. It's 6-4, and now Holtmeyer is going to kick it off, driving his Masker. Masker fell down. I think he might have even turned his ankle as he went down, and we're going to have a foul called on Cogdill. And Masker's walking it off. He's not even limping right now. Looked to me like maybe he landed on somebody's foot and he went down to his knees, but he's walked it off and has not limped at all. Stars make some substitutions as Nathan Williams gets the inbounds here. He'll give it off for Masker. Masker, who inbounded it, looking back out to Williams. Williams, jump stop, floats, back of the iron, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound going against Kearney Catholic. Little push on the rebound as it was reeled in there for Ogallala by Rivas. The foul is going to be on Brady Holtmeyer. That is going to be his first. Stars will pressure a little bit as Cogdill brings it up, and he'll bounce it up ahead here for Higgins. Higgins throws it down low for Rivas. He has a little trouble with it. Kicks it back out for Higgins into the corner. Masker is all over him. They'll give it to Rizak. Entry pass going to be intercepted by Holtmeyer. So Ogallala turns it over again, and here comes Masker. Masker will split the double team, puts up the shot, no good. Holtmeyer comes up with a rebound, and then he's going to be fouled. Holtmeyer up high for that rebound, but he's going to be fouled, and will head to line and shoot two, as that is the second foul on Jordan Cogdill. So he's got two early fouls with 4:28 to go here in quarter number one, and the free throw for Holtmeyer is no good. Easton Tuttle and Ethan Schills is going to check in here for the Indians. It's James, Holtmeyer, Jackson, Williams, and Masker out there for Kearney Catholic. Free throw up and good for Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer makes one of two free throws. And the Stars cut the lead down to one. Pressure being put on Tuttle, but Tuttle's able to kick it out. Little drive here by Hoppins. Hoppins shot won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded out by Masker. Masker kicks it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, a little runner, little floater, and two more points, and Kearney Catholic has their first lead of the ball game at 7-6. We're midway through the first quarter. Cogdill, long pass up ahead. With it is Shills. Shills is going to drive, get the bucket off the glass. It falls, and we're going to have a reach called on Kearney Catholic and a chance for a three-point play. Nice drive by Ogallala's Ethan Shills as he got the ball on the left side, drove through the lane, took it high off the glass, and now we'll have a chance for the three-point play as they're going to call kind of a little touch foul on Bryce James. James' first foul of the ball game. So Shills hits the free throw. So he makes the one free throw, and it's now 9-7. Ogallala with the lead. Mestel gets it in the lane here for Williams. Williams at the elbow, kicks it out for John Hoosman, who checked in during the free throw. Skip pass on the left side to Mestel. Mestel in the lane for Williams. Williams double team. That's a tough shot on the baseline, but he scores. Nathan Williams, a nice little drive there on that baseline, shooting over the top of the defense, and we're tied at 9. Kicked up ahead. Driving is going to be Hoppins across the timeline. Hoosman puts pressure on him with a Harrison Pierce, and they stepped on the sideline. Or are they going to call an offensive foul? It is going to be an offensive foul. It was on that sideline, and they're going to say that Hoppins leaned into him, so that'll be a little bit of a push on the offensive end. And that'll be a turnover for Ogallala. So James has it now, tied at 9, gives it to Hoosman, quickly to the free throw line for Williams. Williams in the lane, loses the ball, is going to kick it out for Harrison Pierce. Pierce then fakes the shot, bounce pass on the baseline, will set up the long jumper here for James. That shot won't fall, and the rebound for Ogallala. Indians have it, Tuttle, but his outlet pass is stolen away by James. Knocked away, and James is able to lay it up and in. So he gets the steal and the layup. And Kearney Catholic up by a bucket. Dribbling up ahead here is Cogdill. Cogdill throws it up ahead, and the shot no good for Hoppins, and we got a foul on the rebound. Hoppins couldn't get the shot to fall, but he got the rebound, and there's going to be a reach called against Harrison Pierce. Kearney Catholic, 2:43 to go here in quarter number one. It's been kind of a ragtag game so far. Inbounded around to Higgins. Higgins has it top of the circle, gives left wing for Tuttle. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man right now. Driving against that pressure is Cogdill. He goes in with that left hand, and he's hit on the arm. And I think that'll be on Mestel, or it could be on Jackson. They're going to give it to Jackson. Jackson came on the backside with a little bit of help. They're going to get him for the foul. And the free throw is up and good for Cogdill. So Jackson called for his first foul. And both free throws couldn't have been any prettier for Jordan Cogdill. And Cogdill has a few issues with fouls himself. He's got two early fouls here. He was out for a little bit, and he's back into the ballgame. Skip pass as they're now going with the zone to Jackson. Gives it to Master. Right side for Mestel. Mestel's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Tyler Mestel, first points of the ballgame. And that's his largest lead for Kearney Catholic, 14-11. 2 minutes to go. Tipped, but Shills has it across the timeline. They double-team him, and it's off of the hands of Mestel and out of bounds. Mestel tipped it in the air, wanted to try to save it, and already flying down court was Masker, but Mestel just couldn't get there without stepping out of bounds first. So it's going to be Ogallala basketball. Hoppins tosses it in on the baseline. He'll drive, shoot over the top of the defense. Shot no good. Rebound in underneath by Ogallala, then stolen away by Jackson, who gives it up ahead for Masker, and Masker will lay it up and in. And we've got a timeout. Ogallala calls timeout with a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. A five-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They run the floor and have a five-point lead that's 16-11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Stars lead at 16-11. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic right now with a five-point lead, 16-11. And I was looking at the wrong numbers earlier. The statistics I have here, leading scorer for Kearney Catholic through the course of the year has been John Masker, averaging about 9.4 points per ball game. Mestel about 6.4. Jackson, second leading scorer at 8.0. And tied for the lead is Holtmeyer also with 9.4. So Masker and Holtmeyer, two leading scorers at 9.4 and Jackson at 8.0. Those are updated stats coming into today's game. Ogallala facing that pressure will inbound the basketball, and Kearney Catholic will try to trap as they get to mid-court. And they bounce it out here for Hoppins. Hoppins down that sideline, gets it out for Shills. Shills double team. That's a tough bounce pass out for Cogdale. Cogdale has to reset things, and they're coming to trap him, but he's able to get it right wing for Higgins. Back out for Cogdale. Cogdale, as they're trying to trap out of the zone for Kearney Catholic, get it on the baseline, shoot over the top of Masker. Shot is no good. Mestel's on the ground, comes up with it. Gives it out for Harrison Pierce, a 3-on-2. Pierce is going to drive, get the body contact, and that's going to end up being a foul that's whistled against Ogallala. And that will send Harrison Pierce to the free throw line, and he'll have a couple of shots. And Pierce on the season, a 72% free throw shooter. The foul against Ogallala will go against Shills. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. And as we mentioned, Harrison Pierce, a pretty good free throw shooter. He does make the first of two free throws. And that'll give Kearney Catholic their largest lead of the game, 17-11. It's a very young team for Ogallala. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And the rebound will go out to the Indians. Snagging the bound there is going to be Higgins. And Higgins helps work the ball up court. Vanningham, who checked in during the free throws. Vanningham gives it out for Cogdale, who gives it off here on the right side for Higgins. Vanningham gets the pass as it's tipped through Hoosman's hands. Hoosman now will trap in the corner there with Cogdale. Cogdale fakes the pass, puts up the shot. That's a contested shot that goes out of bounds and last touched by the Indians. Hoosman with pretty good pressure there, but a great ball fake got Hoosman to kind of over-pursue the outlet pass, and he didn't pass it, so that gave the opportunity for that three-pointer that went off the rim and then out of bounds. Bryce James will kick it right side for Harrison Pierce. He's looking inside for Williams, but will work it now near midcourt to Jackson. And Kearney Catholic might be working the clock here a little bit. They lead it 17-11, now with 14 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Harrison Pierce skips it off of his screen to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive back out for Hoosman. Hoosman open for three, in and out, no good. And the rebound out to the Indians. They get it out to Higgins. Higgins will hand it off, and that's going to be a long three-point shot at the buzzer. And that will do it for one quarter of play. At the end of one quarter, it's Kearney Catholic with a 17-11 lead. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to Amherst, where right now Kearney Catholic leads Ogallala 17-11 at the end of one quarter of play. And unofficially, I have Kearney Catholic 7 of 13 from the field. Ogallala is 4 of 11. Stars with that 17-11 lead. And Bryce James out there playing the point guard. And he'll kick it off here right side for Masker. Gives it at the elbow for Holtmeyer. Top of the key three. No good for Jackson. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Ogallala. Snagging the bound is Higgins. And they'll work it up court very quickly. Long pass up ahead to Van Landingham, who had a little trouble. Gets it inside for Higgins. Higgins has his shot altered by Bryce James. And around the perimeter we go after the miss. Ogallala has it. Cogdill, left side, they're really trapping him, taking him out of the offensive flow. Hoppins has it. James will pressure him. Now he'll hand it off to Cogdill. Now Cogdill will face that pressure by James. Cogdill uses up his dribble, and now James is all over him. They get it off the left side for Hoppins. Hoppins working against Masker, puts it up with that left hand, and that's a pretty drive by Britton Hoppins as he lays it up and in. That's a tough contested shot, and Hoppins now has 4 points in the ballgame. Nestle kicks left side for Zach Jackson. Jackson facing a 2-3 zone. We'll give it back out for Bryce James. James gives it on the baseline to Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer's pass to Mestel in the corner is kicked out of bounds by Ogallala. Stepping through the passing lane there was Higgins. And he couldn't get a hand on it, but he could get a foot. So the Stars inbound on the baseline. And they'll throw it in for Masker. Masker gives it left side for Mestel. And the entry pass is off the mark. And that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Long pass up ahead, and Van Landingham had it knocked away by Mestel. Great hustle by Mestel. They fight for the ball, then they're going to say it was last touch by Van Landingham, so Ogallala is going to turn it over. And again, Ogallala, they're looking to attack. I mean, they get that ball. That was about a 45, 50-foot pass after they got the rebound, that very quick outlet. Holtmeyer has it. It's on the baseline for Jackson. Jackson has the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. So 6:17 to go here, second quarter, 17-13, Stars with the lead and the basketball. They get it for James, gives it to Holtmeyer, back to James. He's open for a three-pointer there, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the well. Nice little in-out there, and Bryce James strokes in the three. So James will add to Kearney Catholic's lead here, their seven-point lead. Pass in the corner left side, they lead Higgins a little bit too much in transition for Ogallala, and they turn it over. Unofficially, I've got Ogallala turned the ball over 8 times. Kearney Catholic's turned the ball over 6. We got just a shade under 6 minutes to go here before halftime. It's 20-13. And the Stars will make a full line change here in just a moment. They'll have 5 new faces out there in just a moment. Driving is Jackson. He's going to kick it out for Masker. That three-pointer in that corner is a little bit short. Rebound tipped out to James. James will give it back to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive the lane. It rolls around and is good. Good, strong drive there by Zach Jackson. And the Stars have a 9-point lead at 22-13, their largest lead of the game. Dangerous pass over there. Shills is able to track it down, though. He'll kick it up ahead for Rivas. And Rivas out here for Rizak. Rizak gives it left side. Cogdill, 15-foot jumper, no good. James is able to pull down the rebound after the miss, and he'll give it off to Holtmeyer, who splits the defense, drives in hard, and he'll draw the foul against Ethan Shills. And for Shills, that will be his second foul, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Holtmeyer. He'll be shooting 2, and after the first one, we'll have an entire line change for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer makes the free throw, and Pierce, Bellamy, Williams, and Bach will come on. Hoosman will come in for Holtmeyer if Holtmeyer can make the second free throw here. 23-13, 10-point lead for the first time for Kearney Catholic. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound to the Indians, with it is Shills. And the pass is tipped and into the hands of Holtmeyer. Another Ogallala turnover. Good hands there by Bach, and Holtmeyer is going to drive in traffic, lay it up and in, and another timeout for the Indians. The Stars have built a 12-point lead, 25-13, 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. The Indians call a timeout. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth as the Stars right now have a 25-13 lead. And Ogallala forced to call timeouts to deal with this pressure that Kearney Catholic's been able to put on. Cogdill will throw it in, and Kearney Catholic is going to go full court pressure here. They give it for Tuttle. Tuttle facing some pressure, gives it back to Cogdill, back to Tuttle. Back to Cogdill, 10-second count going on. They get it across in time. Cogdill will give it to the top of the free throw line here for Rivas. Back out for Cogdill. And now Kearney Catholic in their man-to-man half-court offense, defense rather. At the elbow, Hoppins has it, working against Williams. He's going to kick it out here for Shills. And back around the perimeter we go for Ogallala. Left side with it is Tuttle. Tuttle, top of the circle here for Hoppins. Hoosman will put pressure on Shills, who has it. They enter it down low, and it's going to be knocked away by Braxton Bellamy. Ogallala turns it over. Good effort there by Bellamy to knock it loose. Hoosman has it. He runs through the lane and will float it up and in. Nice little drive there. Looked like Hoosman was looking for somebody to pass it to, but nobody really shut him off. He got in the land of the Giants and hit a nice little floater, 27-13. Stars on a nice little run here. With it is Cogdill, who will kick into the corner. And they're looking to pass it out of there. That's Shills, who will now work it right side for Cogdill. Cogdill bounces it inside for Rivas. Rivas shoots over the top of Bellamy, but they're going to call Bellamy with the foul on the body. Bellamy had pretty good position there, but just took maybe a little extra step, and as a result, going to be called for that push. And it'll end up being a couple of free throws coming up here for Nick Rivas. So Rivas will shoot two. Trailing at 27-13. And the free throw was up and good. I think Kearney Catholic scored 9 straight points there. We'll have to double check that. Free throw is up and good. And now Ogallala will make some wholesale substitutions. Rezac checks back into the ball game. And also into the ball game is Logan Hammond. And they'll make a substitution here for Rivas after this free throw, if he makes it. And the second free throw, back the iron, and no good. The ball goes out of bounds. That is going to be a push on Ogallala. Williams had a better rebounding position. He was pushed in the back by Shills. So he's going to be called for the foul. David Bush in for Ogallala, and Nathan Williams will head to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So Williams with the 1-1 here, 27-14. The free throw is up, bounces around, and is no good. And the rebound taken out by Ogallala. Snagging the bound there was Bryce Boyer, who came in a moment ago. He gives it to Rivas. Rivas trying to get the ball back as it was being bounced to him by Rezac, and it was kicked out of bounds there by Harrison Pierce. Bach, Pierce, Hoosman, Williams, and Bellamy out there for Kearney Catholic. Boyer will inbound it for Rezac. Rezac facing some pressure by Harrison Pierce. Throws it in the backcourt here for Bush. They haven't got across the timeline yet. And stepping across in time is Rezac. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Bellamy. He was trying to tip it and either control it or throw it off of Rivas. And then trying to get it off of Rivas. But Rivas moved his hand out of the way. And so the Indians will inbound. Pass knocked down by Harrison Pierce, who throws it off the leg of Rezac as he was going out of bounds. And a good heads-up play there by Harrison Pierce to finish off the turnover. As he was running out of real estate, couldn't quite come up with it, and he knocked the ball down, so he ended up throwing it off of an Indian who was running by. Cogdill, Hoppins, and Tuttle checking back in for the Indians with 3:12 to go here in the second quarter. And coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Bellamy's going to toss it in for Hoosman. Facing man-to-man pressure here by Ogallala. Hoosman has to dribble top of the key. They don't quite get the screen set, so he'll just give it off for Harrison Pierce and throws it to Bellamy in the lane. Bellamy's jumper is off the mark and rebounded by Ogallala. Snagging the bound there was Rizak, and they get it up court very quickly before Kearney Catholic can get the pressure on. They get it to Hoppins, who now will give it to Cogdale, who will set up the half-court offense, working against Bach. Bounce pass through the lane, and Kearney Catholic's going to be called for a foul, and that is good news for Kearney Catholic because there was a great bounce pass to set up Rivas for an easy layup there, but the foul on Bach came at a very fortuitous time. If it wasn't for that, it would be a layup here for Ogallala. As it is, the Indians are going to inbound it after John Bach's first foul. Six have been whistled against Kearney Catholic, seven against Ogallala. So both teams are in the bonus right now. Inbounded, Cogdill has it on the left side. And the four of the five starters out there for Kearney Catholic right now. Only non-starter on the court is Bryce James. Left wing with it is Rizak. He'll give it off for Cogdill. Cogdill facing some pressure there by Mestel. Mestel will put pressure on Tuttle as they give it off on the right side. Entry pass. The shot is going to be a little bit short. And then it's tipped out to Cogdill, who hits the shot. So Cogdill essentially makes the putback after the missed shot, and they tipped it out to him. And now Jackson's going to fire the three-pointer, and then we've got a foul on the rebound after the miss. And that'll be Kearney Catholic going over the back. So Bryce James is going to be whistled for his second foul. And as we mentioned, both teams in the bonus, so we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we'll have a one-and-one coming up here for Easton Tuttle. 27-16, 11-point lead for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw is no good. And it's going to be rebounded by Mestel. So Mestel is able to snag the rebound here and get it to Hoosman. Gives it out to Masker. Masker working to get some pressure. Left-handed shot over there is no good. And the rebound is kicked up ahead. And then losing the ball is Rizak after he got the rebound. Then he'll find a cutter in Hoppins, and Hoppins is able to lay it up and in. Rizak had a pretty good angle, but dribbled it off his foot, was able to track it down, stopped. Everybody kind of collapsed on him, and he was able to find Hoppins driving through there. James will give it to Mestel. Mestel working against Cogdale will make a nice little reverse layup. Hung on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, bucket's good for Zach Jackson. So Jackson makes the putback after the miss. And it's an 11-point lead for Kearney Catholic again. Minute 19 to go. Driving here in the second quarter is Hoppins. Tough shot, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer as Holtmeyer is able to come up with it. And they'll get it up ahead to Masker. Masker, left-handed layup. He goes in with that dominant hand. It's up and in. Great pass up ahead to set up Masker. And a 13-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Pressure put on Rizak. He'll skip it off for Cogdale in the offensive zone. Throws it on the left side for Hoppins. And back around the perimeter we go with 50 seconds to go. With it right side is Rizak. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Colby Rizak caught that in rhythm. That's his first points of the day. He's now got three, and it's 31-21. James going to slow it down and give it out to Mestel. Mestel will start his dribble, facing what looks to be, well, kind of a matchup zone here a little bit. As they're staying, Hoppins is staying on Masker. Now they divide and they go with a box and one, it looks like. A little hand check here on the drive on that left side. Rivas reaching in there on Holtmeyer when Holtmeyer got the entry pass. And now Holtmeyer will go to the line for the front end of a one and one after Rivas is called for his second foul of the game. So Holtmeyer with a one and one hits the front end, and that'll earn him the bonus. 32-21, 22 seconds to go before halftime. Second free throw up and good for Holtmeyer. So Brady Holtmeyer now with 10 points in the ballgame. Cogdill comes across the timeline with 16 seconds to go before halftime. They give it back to Cogdill. Still taking his time, 10 seconds left. Off of a screen, top of the circle, has the bounce. Gives off here left side. They kick into the corner. They lost the ball momentarily, but Tuttle has it. Gives it top of the circle for Higgins. Higgins will fire a three at the buzzer, and that will do it for the first half. And Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room up by a dozen. They lead it 33-21. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
And welcome back here to Amherst for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. As at halftime, it is Kearney Catholic with a 33-21 lead over the Ogallala Indians here. We'll have two games coming up back-to-back, Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. At the conclusion of this game, we'll switch over to the FM for the championship games here from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The girls' championship game will feature Kearney Catholic taking on Ogallala, and then that will be followed up by North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst for the boys' championship game coming up this afternoon on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. At the conclusion of this game, and we'll have to probably have an abbreviated postgame show as a result of it, but we'll be taking you out to Hastings as a GNAC conference doubleheader coming up for you. Beginning at 2 o'clock, North Platte and Kearney High will be in the semifinals of the GNAC conference tournament. And again, that's scheduled for a 2 o'clock tip, so we'll get you out there in time for the Lady Bearcats taking on North Platte. And then that will be followed by Kearney and Scotts Bluff in the GNAC tournament as well. Again, a matchup of the 3 and 2 seeds on both sides. The boys' game here on ESPN is scheduled for a 3:45 tip-off between Kearney and Scotts Bluff. And again, Kearney and North Platte on the girls' side scheduled for 2 o'clock, and we'll have that for you right here on ESPN as Doug's making his way over to Hastings for that game. Here, the Kearney Catholic boys with a 33-21 lead at intermission over Ogallala. Let's give you some team numbers here. Unofficially, have Kearney Catholic 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Ogallala is 4 of 6. Kearney Catholic 13 of 25 from the field. Ogallala is 8 of 20. The Indians are 1 of 4 from three-point range. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 6. And Ogallala right now, unofficially, I have them leading the rebounding battle 14 to 10 here in the first half. Turnovers there. Ogallala, though, they've turned the ball over 11 times compared to 6 for Kearney Catholic. Again, Kearney Catholic a little bit better job forcing turnovers, taking a little bit better care of the basketball than the Indians. Indians rebounding better, but Kearney Catholic definitely shooting better, and that is why they lead here at intermission by a score of 33-21. We're going to take a quick break. We'll give you the individual numbers as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Amherst. We're at halftime of the Amherst Holiday Tournament, boys' consolation game, and at the break, it is Kearney Catholic with a 33-21 win. The North Platte St. Pat's girls won the consolation game earlier over Amherst, 60-35. Don't forget, coming up on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9, we'll have the two championship games. Starts with the girls' game at the conclusion of this game. Again, it'll be the same two teams. It'll be Ogallala taking on Kearney Catholic for the girls' championship, and then that will be followed by the boys' championship game between Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's, again on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the doubleheader of the GNEC Conference Tournament for Kearney High, starting with the girls taking on North Platte, followed by the boys and Scotts Bluff. That'll be coming up at the conclusion of this game right here on ESPN Radio. So let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Ogallala. They trailed 33-12 at intermission. Jordan Cogdill leading the way for the Indians. He's got 8 points and a couple of rebounds here in the first half. Britton Hoppins has 6 points. Colby Rizek with 3. Ethan Shills with 3. And Nick Rivas with 1 point here in the first half. Unofficially have them shooting 8 of 20 from the field. That's shooting 40%. That's not too bad. From the free throw line, they are 4 of 6 for 67% free throw shooting here in the first half. For Kearney Catholic, who again, as we mentioned, leading this one 33-21. They're being led so far by Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with 10 points here in the first half to go with a couple of rebounds. Zach Jackson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Bryce James, 5 points and a couple of rebounds. John Masker has 4 points and a rebound. Tyler Mestel with 3 points here at intermission. Nathan Williams with 2 points. John Hoosman, nice little runner in the lane. He has 2. And Harrison Pierce, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has 1 point here in the first half. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic shooting from the field. They are 13 of 25, so they're shooting about 52% unofficially here in the ball game. Leading rebounders are Holtmeyer, Jackson, James, and Pierce. They all have 2 rebounds apiece. Masker and Mestel, each with a rebound as well. Kearney Catholic led at the end of one quarter of play, 17-11. They now lead here at intermission. They've been able to outscore them by 6 each of the first two quarters. And at intermission, it is Kearney Catholic with a 33-21 lead here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. A 12-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. And again, their pressure has forced some turnovers and kept Ogallala for stretches of time in this game from really being able to get into their offense and then being able to get some easy buckets on the inside. And that's really been very, very successful here for Kearney Catholic. And certainly what they're going to be planning on doing is, again, pressuring that ball here against Ogallala. And that is their Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help them get out of the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Ogallala does have possession of the basketball first to start the second half, and Kearney Catholic going full court trapping here. And Rizak, trapped in the corner, loses the ball. But it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. Goes in the back court, throws it up ahead here. Dangerous pass, but Rivas catches it, drives in, and lays it up and in. Kearney Catholic an eyelash away from coming up with the steal. And then the long pass up ahead to Rivas, and Rivas attacked the basket immediately and drew the foul against Holtmeyer. And that's going to be the second foul on Holtmeyer here in the ballgame. So potential for a three-point play here for Ogallala, and Rivas does hit the free throw to finish off the three-point play. So I don't think you're going to see Kearney Catholic backing away from that trap. They had him trapped in the corner in the half court, and the ball went off of a star into the backcourt. Mestel gives it to Holtmeyer, out to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive, back the iron, no good. A nice look there, and the rebound is ticked out to Higgins. So Higgins comes up with it. And he'll get the ball back after he gave it to Cogdill. The kick right side. That's an awkward-looking three by Rivas. It's no good. Jackson's able to pull down the rebound. Over for Harrison Pierce. A little ball fake. Spins in the lane. And they're going to call a player control foul. There waiting for it was Nick Rivas. And Harrison Pierce is going to be called for the player control foul. Well, there was no question that he had a good position there. I didn't think there was much contact, but any contact that was there, and then he fell down, so I think that's probably a pretty good call. They're wiping up the perspiration that's on the court, that little wet spot there, and that allows Kearney Catholic to put that full court pressure on. Higgins inbounds it, throws it to Cogdill, back out here for Rizek. Rizek now to the free throw line as they're trying to bring it up court, and Cogdill down the sideline has it across the timeline, and will give it back out here for Rizek. Rizek gives it right side for Hoppins. You can tell Hoppins isn't real comfortable with that pressure, dribbling with the ball, and he gives it out for Cogdill. Cogdill left side for Rivas. Rivas gets it to the free throw line here for Hoppins. Hoppins will make a nice little jump stop, kick it out, and a three-pointer up and good for Rizek. So Rizek strokes in the three as Ogallala handles the pressure, and they have the first 6 points of the second half here. It's 33-27. At the free throw line is Harrison Pierce. That's a dangerous pass, and it's going to be turned over. Ogallala forces the turnover. And they're facing some pressure right back as Harrison Pierce slows him down, but now Cogdell is setting up the half-court offense. They get it off for Hoppins, left side. Hoppins throws it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Higgins. That is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Harrison Pierce had good rebounding position. Rivas went over the top of him, and he's going to be called for the push. Again, both teams are just going to go right at you. They're going to attack you. They're going to go right in your face. And that's really what Ogallala likes to do. Again, they're a pretty young team. David Bush and Chris Schmidt are their only two seniors. And Bush was out there for about 1 minute. So these are all young kids out there for Ogallala. They'll be back next year. Driving is Harrison Pierce. Kicks it out to Holtmeyer on the baseline. Back out for Masker. Masker, a little runner in the lane. Nice look there. And he missed the shot. And we're going to have a foul on John Masker trying to get the rebound back. Three fouls on Kearney Catholic here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And they trail it 33-27. Ball inbounded here for Hoppins. Hoppins for Cogdill. Kearney Catholic trying to pressure. Now they'll trap right there near midcourt. And they'll get through there. Shills has it, gives it to a cutter. The drive, left-handed layup, no good for Ogallala. And the rebound comes out into the hands of Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer will help set things up in the half-court offense. They skip it over to Masker. Masker is going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound out to Masker. Masker comes up with it. And then there's going to be a reach as on the ground was Rizak. Rizak slipped and fell and was by Masker, and as Masker started to drive, he reached up and grabbed him. That was not a great foul by Rizak. So that'll be the second foul of the second half here for Ogallala. And a lob pass for Holtmeyer, and it's going to be intercepted. Hoppins steps in there and then makes the steal. So Kearney Catholic just turns the ball over, and in the offensive zone is Hoppins. He'll give it off right side for Rizak. Rizak drives the baseline, loses the ball, and he's going to walk with it. Yeah, he lost the ball and had it pinned on his hip and trying to move it around, and he slid that pivot foot in traffic as James and Harrison Pierce had pressure on him. So it's James, Pierce, Nathan Williams is out there right now with Holtmeyer and Masker. Masker will get it to Williams at the free throw line. Williams going to step, kick it over on the baseline. Jumper for Holtmeyer is no good. And the rebound by Higgins. So Higgins pulls down the rebound, pass up ahead, and falling down and losing the basketball is Cogdill. Cogdill got his feet tangled up with Harrison Pierce, but you can't commit a foul below the ankle. And that's really what happened there. That would be incidental contact if we were talking about a pass interference. So that's a bad break for Ogallala, and Stars have the basketball back. Harrison Pierce kicks it top of the circle for Masker. Masker looking at that 2-3 zone, skips it out for James. Bad pass, and that is going to be an Ogallala interception there. As Kearney Catholic turns it over, driving is Hoppins, and Hoppins is fouled. Hoppins got it in that corner, drove the baseline in transition as he was running the floor, and John Masker commits the foul. Masker just wanted to contest the shot, but the ball came a little bit further in, and Hoppins drew the body contact, and he's going to go line and shoot a couple. So 4:29 to go here, third quarter, a six-point lead for Kearney Catholic, who has yet to score here in the second half. They have been stuck on 33 since intermission. And the free throw is up and good for Hoppins. So it's a five-point ball game. Mestel and Hoosman checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Getting some instructions and the basketball is Britton Hoppins. I think they want a pressure here if he makes the free throw, and the free throw is up and good. Nope, they're going to drop back into a half-court defense. So Zach Jackson brings it across the timeline. Stars have not scored in the second half. They skip it out here for James. James, top of the circle for Jackson. Back out for Hoosman. Hoosman, good look at the three. It is no good, though. And rebound taken out there by Ogallala. And their long pass is off the fingertips of Ethan Shills. He was running the floor, but Hoosman was back there with him and Mestel, and Ogallala turns it over. There was a lot of reward. If he makes that catch, he's going to be able to score easy. But Kearney Catholic's defense kept that from happening. Jackson, little drive, has his shot blocked. And the rebound picked up here by the hustling Indians. Slowing it down as Hoppins after he got it. Now he'll circle through, drive, take it off glass, no good. And Hoosman is able to pull down the rebound. Hoosman passes it up ahead here for Mestel, who dribbles behind the back, lays it off the glass and in. What a great dribble through traffic by Tyler Mestel, and he's able to get that fingertip roll, first bucket of the second half for Kearney Catholic. That fingertip roll off glass, and now a little out of control is Ogallala, but they're able to get it out here for Higgins. Higgins is going to drive, and Higgins is going to get fouled. Had it on the baseline, drove in hard, and Tyler Mestel commits the foul. So Higgins will go to the line, and he'll be shooting a couple of free throws here. Kearney Catholic only 2 points so far here in the second half. They lead at 35-29. Now make that 35-30 because the free throw is up and good for Higgins. That's his first point of the game. Rivas comes back into battle for the Indians. And Hoppin steps out. So it's Higgins at the free throw line for his second free throw, and it is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rivas. Well, Ogallala head coach Matt Van Engen has to be pretty happy with his team's effort here in the second half. They've held Kearney Catholic to only 2 points. James gives it to Mestel. Mestel gets it to Nathan Williams. He loses the ball. It goes through Hoosman's hands and now over to Jackson. So resetting the offense is going to be Mestel. Gives it back out to James. And James gives it to Mestel at the free throw line for Williams, who drives, gets the body contact, and he'll be heading to the line. So Williams hasn't been the free throw line a lot coming into today's game. He was 1 out of 3 from the line. The foul is whistled on Ethan Shills. That is going to be his 4th foul. So Williams will go, and he'll shoot a couple. And the first one is up and good. So Shills is going to come out. Into the game is going to be Britton Hoppins again. So the Stars now have scored 3 points in 5 minutes of basketball here in the second half. Second free throw by Williams on the way. Back the iron, no good, and Rivas is able to pull down the rebound. He's been a pretty good rebounding force there. Pass up ahead on the run is Higgins. Higgins misses the shot, and on the ground, the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Williams, who was hustling down there. And now Williams will get helped up by Britton Hoppins. Hoppins and Williams engaged in hand-to-hand combat, trying to come up with that loose ball after the miss. Nice sportsmanship there as Cogdale is going to inbound it here for the Indians. They line it up, they bunch it up, and they find Higgins in the lane. A little floater, back of the iron, and no good. And Cogdale is able to track down the rebound. Now it's loose on the ground, rolled out to Rizak. Rizak has numbers. Pass goes off of Bryce James. They're going to come up here, and Bryce James kind of has that look like I got away with something there. Looked to me like Bryce James tipped it, and it went out of bounds off of James. And Nathan Williams is injured on that far side. And he is face down. And I'm not sure what his issue is, but he is face down and in some pain. And he's on his hands and knees. It looks almost like he maybe got hit in the stomach or something to that effect. I don't think that they're going to change this call. And Williams, I think he might have just got the wind knocked out of him. He is not limping. He is not nursing a shoulder or anything like that. I think maybe he just kind of got hit in the stomach and lost his air, but he's going to be okay. This injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center can get back into the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. So he'll come out of the ball game. They're not changing the call. When the officials got together, I thought they were going to change the call because James hit it. And they're going to say that Rivas hit it after him. I don't think there's any question that James altered the direction of that throw. So it will be an Ogallala turnover. Kearney Catholic has it. Jackson off of a screen, gives it right side for Mestel. 2-3 zone here. And shooting over the top of it is Jackson, who drains a three. Zach Jackson drains the three-pointer. He now has 9 in the game. And the ball knocked loose by Mestel. Out to Jackson. Back to Mestel. Dribbles behind his back. Takes it off the glass and will score. And that's about as pretty a basketball as you're going to see. And Tyler Mestel with a big grin on his face. He knocked the ball away from the offensive player, tipped it up court, started running back court, got the pass, and dribbled behind his back and laid it up and in a contested layup. And now he'll go to the free throw line after this timeout by Ogallala. The Indians call timeout with 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. They trail it 41-30 as the Stars have an 11-point lead. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the 3rd largest seed corn brand and 4th largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
So Tyler Mestel has hit 2 contested layups thanks to behind-the-back dribbles to get to the glass, and now we'll try to finish off a 3-point play. He's an 85% free-throw shooter, and the Stars right now lead at 41-30 as they've finally got that offense into high gear here in the last few moments. And the free throw, I jinxed him. You just knew that was going to happen, didn't you, as he missed the free throw. And so the Stars have to be content with an 11-point lead. Cogdill brings into the offensive zone. He gets the ball back and will kick it off your left side for Hoppins. Around the perimeter we go, and they're staying behind that three-point arc. Higgins is going to fire the three, and he hits the three. So that answers back here for Ogallala, who cut the lead back down to 8. Hoosman came in during the free throws, and he'll work it around the perimeter. Mestel has it, gives it to Hoosman, kicks into the corner for Holtmeyer. Baseline jumper, a little bit short. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson is fouled as he'll put up the shot here. Zach Jackson, great job snagging that rebound. And then going strong with it. The foul on Higgins, that is going to be his first. And a couple of free throws coming up here for the senior Zach Jackson, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the well. So he makes the first one. And Jackson, a 71% free throw shooter. Bends the knees. Free throw is back the iron and no good. And the rebound fought for. Cogdill finally comes up with it. Hoosman nearly stole it away from him. Check that. Holtmeyer nearly stole it away from him. And in the offensive zone is Hoppins. Hoppins has the ball knocked loose by Hoosman into the backcourt. And so he'll bring it across. Hoppins over for Cogdill. Throws it in the corner. There's Higgins. Same spot, same result. Hits another three-pointer. Last trip. They had it offensively from that same spot. Drained a three-pointer, and they left Malone again. And he drains that one. Final minute here of the third quarter as Mestel will give it off for Hoosman. Hoosman and Mestel just playing catch with it. Hoosman on the left, and now Jackson gets involved on the right side. He'll give it off here for James. James on the dribble near midcourt, standing on the Bronco logo here at Amherst. Gets it to the free throw line for Holtmeyer. Kicks it off for Hoosman, left side. 40 seconds. Ball fake here for James, who will give it off for Mestel. Back around the perimeter we go. Holtmeyer, a little spin shot, hit on the arm, and he's going to be shooting two. And so Holtmeyer, a 50% free throw shooter, will have two free throws here after Hoppins commits his second foul of the ball game. And Holtmeyer rattles that one home. So he makes the first one, makes it 43-36, 7-point lead for Kearney Catholic with 32.8 to go. Holtmeyer's second free throw. If he makes it, Nathan Williams will check in for him. And the back of the iron is hit. No good. Rebound tracked down by Higgins. And Higgins will get it off here for Hoppins. Up ahead to Tuttle. Ethan Tuttle will give it right back out here for Hopkins. Off of a screen. Dribbling here is Hoppins. Hoppins, double team, now triple team momentarily. Finds Cogdill, who throws it inside for Rezac, and Rezac's going to lay it up and in. Once they broke that press, they had an angle there, and Nick Rivas is able to lay it up and in. Bad pass by Kearney Catholic. They turn it over, and they'll shoot it half court at the buzzer, and it hits the rim. Nearly went in for Higgins after the steal, and a five-point ball game. Little run there by Ogallala down the stretch, and Kearney Catholic heads to the fourth quarter, leading it 43-38. We'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Don't forget, in about 25 minutes is the scheduled tip in Hastings for Kearney High and North Platte in girls basketball. And we'll get that to you as quickly as we can. Kearney Catholic with a five-point lead has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And Jackson will get it inside to Harrison Pierce, who kicks out the Masker, and Masker will drain a three-pointer. Nice in-out play there, and John Masker strokes in that left-handed three. And the Stars Now we're able to push that lead back out a little bit. Pass tip to the inside, but Higgins comes up with it, and Nathan Williams right there in his grill, so they'll reset the half-court offense. Tuttle will work it back around the perimeter, and the Stars really trying to pressure things. They're going man-to-man right now. And they'll get the pass to the inside tip, but Rivas is able to pick it up, and he'll lay it up and in. That was almost, and I mean almost, intercepted by Masker on the inside. And now Jackson will help work it around the perimeter here for Kearney Catholic. To the free throw line, Williams back out for Masker. He'll try a three the other side and has the same result. John Masker strokes in a couple of three-pointers here, and Kearney Catholic has a 9-point lead, 49-40. Cogdill across the timeline with the bounce pass right side for Hoppins. Back to Cogdill, gives it off on the left side. They're looking to enter it inside for Higgins. They do, and Higgins takes it off glass, and Higgins is fouled. And that will go against John Masker. So 6:37 to go here, fourth quarter. Stars lead at 49-40. And John Masker has picked up a couple of three-pointers here and now has picked up his third foul. The free throw rolls around and is no good for Higgins. So he missed the first one, has one more coming up here. Stars make some substitutions, so we'll set their lineup for you. Jackson, Holtmeyer, Mestel, Usman, and Pierce out there for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw for Higgins is up and in. 49-41. Stars have led the entire second half. They took the lead midway through the first quarter and have not trailed since. In the lane is Holtmeyer. He's going to kick it out for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound by Cogdill. So Cogdill snags the bound. Long outlet pass, and the Indians come up with it. They tip it to themselves. Tuttle has it, throws it down low, and losing the ball is Higgins. But on the drive in, it went off of Hoosman's legs and out of bounds. Bit of a break here for the Indians, who will maintain possession underneath their own basket. Tossing it in is going to be Cogdill. They get it to Higgins, who lays it up and in, and he's fouled. They set a little screen for him. He came in from that outside. He was hit on the arm and now has a chance for a three-point play. It's a six-point ball game right now. And the foul, by the way, was whistled on Tyler Mestel. That is going to be his second. And so Higgins will shoot to try to finish the three-point play. Back the iron and no good. And Mestel is able to pull down the rebound. So Tyler Mestel called for the foul, but he gets the rebound here. And now James has it on the right side. 2-3 zone for Ogallala. Mestel will pass the ball over to James. And James is going to be pushed by Dylan Higgins, who didn't have a very good angle. And Higgins is going to be called for his second foul. And so it will be James who goes to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1. Both teams in the bonus right now, as both teams have committed seven fouls. And James, 2-of-6 from the free throw line coming in. That's 33%, but he'll improve that average here as he hits the front end of the 1-and-1 and earns the bonus. 50-43, just inside is 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Bending the knees, taking his time is Bryce James. He hits the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound tipped around. James is able to get that tip ball in the corner, kicks it out, and we've got a foul, a walk. And Mestel nods, yep, I didn't quite have my footing right there, as he agrees with the call. I don't think they're asking for his permission, but he's certainly not arguing about it. And Kearney Catholic, great hustle there. But Mestel just didn't quite have his footing down. And so he'll play a little defense, and he's going to be called for a foul. He reaches in on Hoppins. And for Mestel, that's going to be his third foul. So we'll go to the free throw line, and Hoppins will shoot the front end of a 1-and-1. Eight fouls now on Kearney Catholic, seven. Been whistled against the Indians. Third foul on Mestel. And Hoppins will have the front end of a 1-and-1. Takes his time at the line. He is a little bit short there, but rebounded by Higgins, and Higgins misses the putback. Then it's going to be rebounded by Jackson. Stars on the run. They throw it up a little bit too far ahead, and they'll turn it over. They're trying to connect with Masker with that long outlet pass, but they led Masker too much, and the Stars miss a scoring opportunity here. And they still lead it, 50-43. About 5.5 to go as Hoppins will slow it down. They haven't got across the timeline yet. Cogdill steps in front of that double team, gives it off on the right side. Hoppins will dribble, has it stolen away. Outlet pass to Mestel. Mestel's going to drive. Mestel is going to be fouled. Not dirty, but hard. He was fouled aggressively by Easton Tuttle. Tuttle did not want to give up the easy bucket there. And going in on that left side, that was not going to be an easy bucket for Mestel after the Ogallala the turnover. But Mestel will go to the line and shoot a couple. It's one of those that was an intentional foul. Absolutely it was intentional, but it just wasn't one that you would call. The free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. So Mestel, about an 85% free throw shooter, with 7 points in the ball game, will shoot another free throw here after missing the first. Second one is on the way, and that one hits the back of the iron too, but we have a lane violation. So we'll do that one over. So Mestel will have one more free throw coming up here. Lane violation against Ogallala gives Mestel a redo here, and he makes him pay by making the free throw. 51-43. Pressure on, but Higgins gets that long inbounds pass. Now we'll give it to Cogdill in the offensive zone. Stars going man-to-man, and Cogdill near midcourt has the dribble, picks it up. So Masker's going to pressure him. They lob it, and it's going to be intercepted by Mestel. Now, Ogallala with that kind of pressure on the ball, that was not a pass they were going to make. Driving here is Jackson on the baseline. He shut off, so he kicks it out for James. Out for Masker, and Masker, yeah, took a little extra step with it. Didn't have his footing underneath him, and Kearney Catholic turned it over. Harrison Pierce going to come in for Jackson. Jackson's been out there for quite a while. He was a little gassed. Ogallala is going to make a substitution, too. Easton Tuttle coming into the game, giving Cogdill a bit of a breather. And now Nathan Williams will check in for Kearney Catholic. So both coaches kind of moving some chess pieces here. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Stars lead it, 51-43 over Ogallala. Indians facing full court pressure here as the Stars are looking to trap. Tuttle playing a little catch with Rizak here. And across the timeline is Rizak. Rizak throws it in the corner. And in the corner, Dylan Higgins took an extra step and Ogallala turns it over. He wanted to get that shot off before the defense came, and he kind of drug a foot there and wasn't set, so he's called for a little walk. And we've got an 8-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They're going to try to add to it here. Ball fake by Masker. He's going to drive. He's going to float. He's going to take it off glass. No good. Rebounded by Hoppins, and then has it stolen away. So Kearney Catholic missed the shot. Hoppins came up with the rebound, but the ball was knocked loose by Williams, I believe, and now an entry pass into Williams, and he's fouled, so he's going to go to the line. So Williams will have, yeah, this is the last one and one. The foul, by the way, on Hoppins, that is his third. Williams hits the free throw, so that'll earn him the bonus. 4:23 to go, fourth quarter, 52-43. Kearney Catholic with a 9-point lead. Second free throw on the way and good. So both of them good here. Ball inbounded for Colby Rizak. Rizak facing some pressure, long pass. Masker will pressure that and then slowing him down enough for help to come. Tuttle had to slow it down. That's great job there by Masker because it was a 2-on-1 break there and Masker was able to shut it down. Higgins will fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound in underneath and a foul on Kearney Catholic. Hoppins was able to pull down the rebound and then was trying to go right back up with it, but he was hit on the arm by Masker, I think they're going to call a foul on. Masker was there. So was Pierce. They're actually going to say it was on Pierce. And so Hoppins will be shooting two free throws. He bends the knees, fires it up there, and hits nothing but the bottom of the well. 4:04 to go, fourth quarter, 53-44. 9-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Back in for Ogallala is going to be Nick Rivas. Second free throw for Hoppins appears short and is. And Holtmeyer is able to save it. So we'll give him credit for the rebound there as he gets that rebound and gets it out for Masker. Back to Holtmeyer. Dump pass inside for Harrison Pierce. Great pass for Nathan Williams, but it gets to be tied up in there, and they're going to call a hold on Ogallala. What a great pass. I think Nathan Williams was surprised the ball came there, but he was going to have an easy bucket if there isn't a foul, but there is by Colby Rizak. So that extra pass for Kearney Catholic turns into not an easy bucket, but a couple of free throws for Nathan Williams. So Williams will shoot two, and the first one rolls around and is no good. Usman and Jackson going to come into the ball game. James and Holtmeyer come out with 3:49 to go. And Nathan Williams has one more free throw. He made the first one. If he makes the second, Mestel will swap places with him. Free throws up and good. And Kearney Catholic's going to call timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. 3:49 to go in the basketball game. 53-44. Stars lead by 9. They call the timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic has a 9-point lead here. And Ogallala facing some pressure, loses the ball near midcourt, almost over and back, but Britton Hoppins is able to save it here. And then backdoor cut, that's Rizak. Rizak getting a great pass from Rivas, and Rizak hits the bucket. So 46-54, 8-point ball game now. Little ball fake there by Masker on the left side. Mestel's going to skip it out for Harrison Pierce, who steps into a three, and he hits the three. Good, strong pass to set up Harrison Pierce for that three-pointer. And the Stars lead it by 11 with 3:05 to go. Rizak near midcourt brings it across, lobs it in underneath. Dangerous pass. Masker is able to make the interception. As Ogallala turns it over, that pressure by the Stars knocking Ogallala away from the basketball again. Masker with the jump stop, throws it in underneath, dangerous pass, gives it to Hoosman. And now Harrison Pierce works it around the perimeter. Stars need to be patient here. They lead it by 11. They get it at the elbow, no-look pass to Masker in the corner. He'll fire a three, and he hits it. Good ball movement by the Stars, and a couple of quick buckets here. Their lead is out to 14 with 2.5 minutes to go and a timeout for the Indians. 2:29 to go here, fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Stars with a 60-46 lead with 2:29 to go. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back here. Don't forget, coming up, they're still scheduled for about a 2 o'clock tip in Hastings as we'll turn things over to the GNAC Conference Tournament here on ESPN Radio as Kearney High will be in the semifinals. They're both the boys and girls teams are the 3 seed. They'll be taking on the number 2 seed in their respective brackets of the girls and boys tournament. North Platte is the 2 seed on the girls' side, so that's who the Lady Bearcats will play at 2. And then Scotts Bluff and Kearney High will be in the game after that. And that is scheduled for a tip of around 3:45. Again, those will be right here on ESPN Radio. And we'll have the two championship games here on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9. Ball inbounded here for Ogallala. They trail it by 14. They bring it in the offensive zone, and they're going to throw it away. They're pressured a little bit as Cogdill was trying to throw it, and I think it was one of those no looks. Somebody's going to come up on a set play after the timeout, but Ogallala, somebody wasn't on the right page, and the Indians just turned that one over. Good defense, but still I think the Indians made a mistake here. James had a little problem with the dribble, picks it up, and he's just going to lob it left side here for Zach Jackson, and Jackson will be going to the free throw line for two free throws. That's now 10 fouls against Ogallala as he made the catch and was pushed while he was in the air. And Britton Hoppins is now called for his fourth foul of the game. So Jackson shooting two, and the first one is well short. Jackson on the season, about a 71% free throw shooter. Stars have kind of struggled at the free throw line here in the game. It just seems like they can never do better than 50%. Jackson does hit the second free throw, a 15-point lead with 2:08 to go. Stars are just, if nothing else, trying to take some time off the clock by pressuring the ball here. Cogdell brings in the offensive zone, throws it on the baseline. They kick it out top of the circle here for Hoppins. Hoppins is going to fire a three. It is no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. There was a collision between a couple of players, and the Indians are helping everybody up. Mestel, I think they hit knees is what happened, because Mestel is holding on to his knee, and he's smiling. So it's one of those that I think he's hurt, but he's not injured. As he's putting a little bit more weight on it, he's smiling. It's nothing. I think they just bumped kneecaps, and I think it's Rivas who's on his back there that's going to get helped up. Yeah. Mestel and Rivas hit kneecaps, and both of them are okay. So fortunately, no injuries. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. That was away from the ball. It just went out of bounds. No foul on that play. And now the Stars will face full court pressure. They inbound it for James. James dribbles through a double team, takes it on that left side, and he'll try to hand it back to Jackson. It was tipped out of bounds by Cogdill. Great hands there by Cogdill, but he was probably about a half stride short of being able to make that interception. Goes out of bounds, so the Stars will inbound it on the far sideline. Harrison Pierce to trigger it in, gets it to Jackson. Jackson just going to play a little keep away right now with the dribble. Gets a little help from Masker with a screen. Now Masker's got the ball, top of the circle, dribbles left side, stops, kicks back out for Jackson. They kind of penetrate a little bit. Now Jackson's going to drive. He's going to take it all the way in with that left hand. No good. Getting his own rebound. No, Holtmeyer's the one that comes up with it. And we've got a foul. Nathan Williams going to check in here. And we'll have a couple of free throws after Britton Hoppins commits his fifth personal foul. So he's out of the ball game with a minute 28 to go. And Rivas was not out of the game very long, but he's going to come back in here for Hoppins. And to the free throw line is going to be Holtmeyer, who will be shooting two. Except for offensive fouls, any foul committed by either one of these two teams is going to result in a couple of free throws. And the first free throw here is no good for Holtmeyer. And Williams is going to check in. Masker is out. Holtmeyer has Kearney Catholic up ahead with a lot of assistance, obviously, 61-46, and his second free throw is no good. So he goes 0-for-2 there, and it's rebounded by Higgins. Higgins facing some pressure, gives it to Cogdill. Cogdill in the offensive zone, pass tipped in the air by Jackson. In volleyball, we would call that a dig, I believe, as it was past that left side, and he bumped it off the wall. And so in the corner, Cogdill is going to inbound it. He'll toss it in for Higgins here. Minute 16 to go. Higgins stops at the free throw line, and he'll hit the jumper. Nice little jump stop there. Created a little bit of a space, and he makes it a 13-point ball game. 61-48, final minute here. Driving is Harrison Pierce, who's going to lob it on that left side, and up high trying to get his hands on the ball was Nathan Williams. And Williams, I'm telling you what, was skying, but he couldn't sky that high. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. So final minute here. Stars lead it 61-48. Cogdill in the offensive zone. Kicks it off here left side for Tuttle. Back to Cogdill off of a screen. Cogdill will drive. Has it knocked loose by Williams and into the hands of Zach Jackson. So Jackson comes up with the basketball here. And Kearney Catholic going to win this one. They're up with 37 seconds left. Nice little drive dump in underneath to Brady Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer's going to lay it up and in. And a timeout here for the Stars so they can bring in five new players with 30.8 seconds to go. And they're just hoping for a substitution timeout in a sense. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And they are going to assess a 30-second timeout for Kearney Catholic, but they only need about three of those 30 seconds just to make a substitution here. As Hoosman, Bach, Masker, Brock Kowalski, and Braxton Bellamy are in the game right now. That's who just checked in a moment ago with 30.8 to go. And wholesale substitutions here for Ogallala as well. Bryce Bohr is going to inbound it. And he's looking for Logan Hammond. But, yeah, they get it into Colby Rizak instead. Hammond kind of set a screen there. So on the dribble here is Rizak. Rizak working against Hoosman with 20 seconds left. They lob it down low here for Isaac Dove. And Dove is able to lay it up and in. Isaac Dove, 6'4", freshman. Nice little job of keeping that ball up high. 6 seconds left. Masker on the dribble, working against Dove near midcourt. And he'll basically put the ball on his hip, and that will do it. Your final score, it's Kearney Catholic 63, Ogallala 50, as they come away with third place here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to a very abbreviated New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's give you the scoring summary here for Ogallala. We're now 1-8 on the season. They were led by Dylan Higgins, who had 12. Britton Hoppins with 9. Jordan Cogdell with 8. Nick Rivas with 8. Colby Rizak also with 8, and Ethan Shills with 3. Isaac Dove, a late bucket there for his only 2 points of the ball game. As we mentioned, they fall to 1-8 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, who improved their record now to 5-4, they were led by Brady Holtmeyer, finished with 13. John Masker also with 13 points in the ball game. Zach Jackson with 11. Tyler Mastel with 8. Bryce James, 6. Nathan Williams with 6. Harrison Pierce with 4, and John Hoosman with 2. The Stars now 5-4 on the season. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll get you out to Hastings as we'll have the GNAC Conference semifinals. Kearney High in the two semifinal games. We'll begin with the Kearney High girls taking on North Platte in a battle of a 3-2 matchup over in the GNAC Conference tournament. Once again, our final. And don't forget to join us for the championship games on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, as we'll have Kearney Catholic and Ogallala in the championship game on the girls' side coming up here in just a few minutes. For our final in boys basketball, the Stars win it 63-50. We'll send it out to Hastings here in just a few moments. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.